so glad you're gone. 'Cause when you was here, everything was going wrong.
Triple B FM.
Hi, this is Tess here from Triple B FM in South Australia. You've just been listening to Little Girl from People Are Talking, the latest album from the John Earl Walker Band. And I'm talking now to the leader of that band, guitarist, vocalist and songwriter John Earl Walker. John began playing professionally at the age of 15, and since that time he's played with many different bands in the blues festival and then rock genre, and then more recently he's combined the two in his own blues rock style. He's played with many of the blues greats, people like B.B. King, Buddy Guy and John Mayall, among others. And recently he's re-emerged with a vengeance, producing three CDs of original material which have been very well received, and several of the tunes have topped the internet blues charts and have sold very well. Welcome, John.
Hi, Tess.
Hi. I'd just like to ask you, first of all, what tunes inspired you to begin playing the guitar at age 13?
Well, the first things that I heard that really made me want to play were Chuck Berry, Jimmy Reed doing Big Boss Man, Booker T and the MGs doing Green Onions, songs like that that came across on AM Top 40 radio.
Yeah, they're the sort of tunes I used to listen to as well. And in fact, Green Onions was my very first single, so that was the music that got me into blues and R&B as well. I guess you have been in the business now for about 40 years, and you must have seen a lot of changes during that time. So which major changes have you really noticed in the industry over that period?
Well, as far as radio goes, back in the old days there was a few stations that would play a variety of different styles. You might hear a British band mixed in with a soul band with James Brown. It would cover the whole spectrum. And then eventually the stations changed and they became specifically oriented to, one was a rock station, one was oldies, and that was what happened in radio. As far as the venues went, things blew up and got really big at the end of the 60s and arena rock and all of that. And then things shrunk back down again as the market wasn't as lucrative.
But when you started out, there was a lot of venues offering quite good money, which is what inspired you to become professional. Wasn't that right?
Well, when I started out, there were a lot more opportunities for new musicians to find places to play. And if someone were just starting out now, there's not the same opportunities. We used to play at dances, church functions, Knights of Columbus. All of these things were great for teenagers before they actually hit the bar circuit.
Yeah, I can remember in England it was a similar thing. I mean, at my local youth club, we had bands like the Small Faces and the Zombies. Before they were ever famous, they would come and play in these small youth clubs, probably for a small fee. So I guess it's very hard nowadays for musicians to get a footing in the industry.
Well, it would be harder now because it doesn't seem like there's the same chances for young kids to get out there and play in front of people. And that's kind of why a lot of the clubs have taken advantage of new musicians, and they call it showcasing, which is just another word for not paying the musicians.
So that's not good. Well, the blues began in America, but it seems to have lost some popularity there. I just wondered, why do you think it is that the blues these days seems to be more popular outside of America than within it?
Well, it's always the way that the homeland places don't respect the music that comes right out of it. And it took the British blues to throw a jolt into American blues, which was always great but not appreciated as well in America. And that was sad because all the guys were there still trying to eke out livings. And it took until all of the English groups like the Stones and the Animals and the rest of them that specified blues music to bring it back up again.
That's true, because people like I saw Sonny Boy Williamson with the Animals, and I saw John Lee Hooker, Howling Wolf over there, people like that, Muddy Waters, performing with British bands. So I guess they brought those people to the attention of the public, really.
Yeah, it definitely helped to spark interest in it again, and that's what made the rock audiences, for instance, Albert King opening at the Fillmore a lot of times gave people their first look at real blues that were really just rock fans.
Yeah. Where would your music be the most popular these days?
Well, these days my music is also most popular in European countries and overseas, like Australia, where I visited, and Netherlands, England, Germany, France. And my website gets the most hits from places like that, Netherlands, Australia, France. Always are the ones that have the most love for this kind of music.
Yeah, which is strange, isn't it? Because they don't really have that tradition the way America does. But
that's probably why they like it so much.
Yeah. Well, I remember Duke Robillard saying in a recent interview that the problem was these days that current music is not rooted in the blues the way music of the 50s and 60s was.
Well, that is a big problem because that doesn't keep it going. And the only way that I see that it can keep going is mostly from children of musicians who play this music, and the children are around it enough that all of a sudden one day they start liking it.
Yeah. Now, you've recently visited Australia. What did you think of the blues scene there?
I think the Australian blues scene seems very good in the way that the clubs that I visited and jammed in and played a little bit in seem to be thriving, and the fans come out all the time and they get up and dance and have a good time when the bands were playing, and to me that was just great.
Which bands did you play with?
Well, I played with Bluestone, and I played with the Chris Finnan band, and really had a great time playing with both of them and just jumped right in with them and got a really good reaction, and it was a whole lot of fun for everybody.
Right. Well, tell us about your current band.
Well, my current band is a makeup of veteran players that I've played with from way back, and two of them were in a band with me in 1967, Peter and Joey, and Peter Harris is my bass player in Plum Nelly, and has played with me on and off since then, and Joey Tremolo was also playing with me consistently since 1978, on and off. Also, we have Bobby Infante on the drums, who's been with me since the early 90s, and in the mid-90s, I also joined in with Gene Cordu, great keyboard player who was with Little Buster and the Soul Brothers, and Johnny Byrne on the harmonica, who's a great harp player that joined in with me in the mid-90s.
Okay. And your last three CDs have been with that lineup.
Yes, I've used that lineup. One of the CDs didn't have the keyboards, but we found them again.
Okay. Well, you've had great success with your CDs. What do you hope to achieve in the future? Where do you see things leading?
Well, I hope to continue to keep reaching as many people in all these countries as possible. And I see the internet radio has worked greatly for me and is increasing all the time. And I'm working on getting the rest of the stations that are FM stations, whatever's left of them, that have blues shows all over the world in different spots, because that's how I see the fans of this music. Basically have to, it takes the whole universe to make up the fan base. And that's what I'm shooting for. Everyone that's out there that likes the style, you know, to come to their countries and play at their festivals, and that's what I'm shooting for.
So how popular is the blues rock style that your music is?
Well, it's more popular than people realize, because when the groups that are very big in that style play, they do quite well, and you could see that the fan base is there, but they just have to have the interest to come out.
Okay. Well, we might wrap it up there. Thanks very much for talking today, John. And I'd like to encourage people to check out your website. Can you give us the web address?
Yes, it's www.johnearlwalkerband.com. And everybody's welcome to come on there, and thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, thank you. And we'll go out with another great tune from your latest album, People Are Talking. This tune, Welcome Back, Mr. Blues, has been number one several times on the internet blues chart and seems to be the most popular download from the album.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, so we'll go out with that one. Okay, well, good luck.
Okay, thank you, Tess.
looks like you're back in my life again. What you doing here?